This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The information war is Alex Jones.
Great researcher, expert on radical Islam and the globalist operations. Matt Bracken's going to join us. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm up the phones up for the rest of the next couple hours here. We've got a bunch of other hosts that are going to be coming in. Radio stations don't carry us past the fourth hour, but some TV stations and then now some stations do pick up pieces of these larger live broadcasts, especially on election night and a big coverage like that. We're very thankful for our affiliates out there. Please support them. But I will, at the bottom of the hour, open the phones up. Drugsreport.com is linked to a Paul Joseph Watson article I mentioned. So let me just go ahead and cover this right now. First off, BuzzFeed is reportedly $100 million in debt. BuzzFeed, just to show how they're failing, but propped up like the New York Times. BuzzFeed had a reporter for months. I've got a call to one of our old shipping department guys, Matt, who was a great guy. He was getting married. They wanted to move back to Maine. That's why he left. He said he literally got like called 20 times until he was going to file a complaint for harassment. How much he was getting called by BuzzFeed. And I read this article they wrote, and it's literally 95% total made-up crap. So they had a guy for months doing this just to, I guess, make it look like it's real. And then the weird little stories in there that are just totally made up but are so complex, you know, you even think it's real. And I passed it around, the people that have been there said, none of this is even true. The only thing true in there that I saw was that I buy people steak dinners and stuff. And I'm always buying office lunch. Every week or so, I just like doing it. You know, get catering in. Nothing fancy. There was just nothing there. It was like I'm obsessed with Rush Limbaugh, and I hate him, and I have a fake voice. I mean, I've openly said, I've criticized that Limbaugh before, but I've said I hope he stays on air. I don't want to be in a time slot up against him. That's what GCN made me do 19 years ago. And I spent money on his show, and they were boycotting him and led a movement for people to advertise to keep him afloat. Never got a thank you for it. Limbaugh, before he went deaf, he sounds great for the implants he's got, sounded with a very smooth, booming, nice voice. I have a raspy voice. I've been to the eye, nose, throat doctor. And they said, yeah, you have big lesions on your larynx from screaming. Back when I used to scream at rallies without bullhorns, to the point I'd cough up blood. I didn't have a very deep voice, wasn't a high voice, but all the bullhorning and not bullhorning and screaming that I've had to go to specialists now. And I've had sleep studies done too. I have obviously really bad sleep apnea. I have a big head, big chest. I've lost some weight, so it's a lot better than it used to be, but I was really bad. I had oxygen like 64% sometimes, quit breathing quite a bit. And, you know all this in your reading where you have a fake voice. I mean, I may have to have surgery because my ragged, torn up voice about 5 years ago was kind of cool. Now I've lost control of range and it's getting deeper and more raspy and more torn up. I have like an 85-year-old's larynx. And then it said, re-engineer the sound to make me gruffer. I told him, CJ, get ready when we come back. I told CJ, who's one of our great engineers, Ann West, over and over again, make me less gruff and less raspy. And Nico, when he got hired, was honest and said he thinks my voice is grating. I've said that over and over again. I don't like my voice. Some people do, women particularly. But I don't like it. This is my voice.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are into hour number 25 of the Global 30-Hour Transmission. And then this morning, Nico and others turned out, you know, do that 3 to 5 show that's beta testing and training folks to go live on radio and TV. That's just Facebook and YouTube only. And then we've got the nightly news coming up. Let's just go right through to 8 o'clock. And I said, you guys have barely slept, you guys and gals, but let's do it. By the way, Bill Nye, the science guy, came out last week on his show, Bill Nye Saves the World. Of course, he's our savior to spend carbon taxes, saying arrest people that disagree with man-made climate change. Well, we don't agree that there's climate change. We do agree. We're just not saying most of it's man-made. Now they've edited his latest episode. We have clips of that coming up. I'll play that this hour, where, get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Nye, the science guy, edited it out in the second airing of it and edited on your TiVos. You can go in and do this and on your DVRs, where they said that chromosomes determine the sex. So that's transphobic to say that chromosomes create sex. No, it's in your mind, you see. So it's hurtful to say this is happening. By the way, my mic suddenly sounds different. I don't normally talk about myself, but we're under such attack, we have to actually say the truth. BuzzFeed, who's under a lot of fire for their internal documents coming out, where they were gloating and hoping that Trump would be killed, their leader over there, had a guy for several months calling people I knew in college, my first jobs, trying to get somebody who didn't like me to make something up. And I guess they did. I mean, I'm reading this article, Alex Jones Will Always Be Alex Jones. And the only true thing in it is that I'm not an actor, and I really believe what I say and what I do. Then they go on, using unnamed people, to make up that I didn't want Trump to be elected, that I didn't want Obama to be defeated in 2012, and that my voice is fake. And then I told the producers that I want to sound gruffer. No, I believe my voice is grating and annoying at times, and I said I want to sound smoother and like I'm in the room. And I've had engineers here doing that with my engineers, and it's all on record. So that's the level of lies in here, that I have a fake voice and that I'm trying to sound like Rush Limbaugh. Folks, Rush Limbaugh, before he went deaf, that's politically incorrect, before he became hearing impaired, he has a great, smooth, booming voice. I have, when I get excited, it's almost like a high-pitched, low voice. It's very, very annoying. And so I've asked them to take the raspiness out to be less gruff. But am I wrong, CJ, one of our engineers? Because as soon as I came back live, I was saying, take the raspy, gruff filter off. We have a filter to block that. That's actually my directive, the opposite, again, of what BuzzFeed says. Just so it's all pure bull. But now I think my voice actually sounds different or louder in my ear. Is that placebo, or did you just change the settings?
No, we took a lot of the lower range emphasis off, which smooths out your voice. There's a vocal processor on your preamp that tends to pull down the raspiness or the kind of rattle in your throat that typically comes across.
Okay, but am I wrong? Did you just change something when I came back on air?
Yeah, I took it out.
Okay, well, I kind of like it like this in my own ear, just because that's what I actually sound like. It always kind of sounds weird.
It sounds harsher.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't put the filters on, I said, because I actually like how this sounds. This is how I sound. The point is, it's not about me, but they say I'm a total phony, I'm an actor, all this made-up crap. My voice, from yelling and screaming with bullhorns and without them, I have polyps on my larynx, and they say I need to have surgery, but I won't be able to speak for 4 weeks. But they've told me that it's getting progressively worse, and that I have, the larynx of an 80-year-old man. So I just love how, I guess Trump being elected is fake. I guess nationalism rising and Le Pen about to be elected is fake. I guess the Islamists launching terror attacks all over the world and calling for jihad is fake. There's new video of Muslims in Germany saying, in fact, I want to play this later. I forgot to tell the crew about it. I mean, I didn't see it in my list here. I saw it this morning. That they're going to have all the German daughters and take over, and that Christianity's over. We have imams on video, the head imam of Jerusalem saying, they are weak. We will take their women, all the pleasure of it. And, of course, Matt Bracken has been pointing out there's the House of Islam, and everything outside the House of Islam is the House of War. And so why are the globalists allied with Islam? We were talking about this a year ago with Bracken. It sounded crazy. He was talking about it a decade ago. So it was, you know, people like David Horowitz, who I thought was crazy 15 years ago when he said the unholy alliance, the left and Islam. But now they came out in the USA Today, Associated Press, Reuters, everywhere last week and said, in the age of Trump, the hijab is the new symbol of feminism. And then the next article was in the Washington Post. It said, we've learned to get guns and God from Russia. It's Russian to have guns. What? I mean, oh, yeah, the headline was guns and religion a few days ago. It's total inversion of reality. So if I want free market and guns and fast cars and freedom and low taxes, and God-fearing, if I want to be God-fearing, if I don't want to be a religious freedom, I'm a bad guy. God's religion, how American conservatives grew closer to Putin's Russia. There it is. Let's pull up the one where I think the headline is something like, there it is. Hijab becomes symbol of resistance, feminism in the age of Trump. What type of kept, brainwashed morons read stuff like that? You know, the moon is made of green Swiss cheese. Who believes that? And then you have topless feminists in Berlin and D.C. and New York and L.A. going, Allah Akbar, calls to prayer with their breasts hanging out. You'd be put in prison or beaten or executed in minutes for that in most Muslim countries. Oh, and why are Muslim countries 99% or 100% like Saudi Arabia Muslim? Because they're not tolerant. But see, I'm intolerant. Totally sick. Reason I went off on a jag about BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed responds to revelation employees joked about Trump assassination. Sounds more like you know, just talking about how much they want it. They responded to Paul Watson's info on that. This is the group that created the Wee-Wee Gate, saying that, you know, Trump is in a room with Russian hookers. You know, he was actually on Pluto having sex with a robot named Stephen Colbert. None of this is real. They are the true fake news. And I love how the article keeps saying, I can't handle criticism. All I do is get criticized. I love it. I love constructive criticism. But let's get real with the crew. I haven't even told them, you know, what I was going to ask them. But let's bring CJ, Wes, anybody that's involved in engineering on. Do I encourage people to challenge me on stuff? Do I tell people to make my voice sound gruffer? What have I really said, CJ? Didn't even know I was going to him. He's not there.
Sorry, I ran away to get some of the work done. But no, you've never said, make or said your voice sound gruffer.
What have I said?
Smoother, more like you're in the room. You have that nice radio voice that many national smooth talkers have.
I mean, I guess I could try smooth talking here.
NPR.
Oh, NPR voice. I didn't really so much want that, but yeah. I just love how there's these anonymous people, you know, saying things.
If you say anything to us, it's what do you think? How was that? You've asked us if we agree, what our thoughts are. You're not telling us what to think, that's for sure.
Do I get mad when you give me constructive criticism?
No.
And again, I'm talking about myself all day. It's just I'm here. In fact, I encourage you guys and gals to jump on air when you want and to challenge me, actually. Just like I challenge, and I don't talk about myself anymore. It's just that I have to because they're building a facsimile of Alex Jones and then lying about me everywhere. And then trying to destroy who we are. And then it says in there that I pressured LifeStraw and I pressured these companies to sell it to me at $10 and I sell it for $50. I went and talked to Tim Frugier and Weldon Henson last night. They were here and they go, Alex, we've never sold it for more than $25. We've never gotten it for $10. It's just totally made up. And that's what's crazy. In fact, I haven't even set this up. Let's just see what LifeStraw is right now and the other survival straws we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Here, let's pull up and then we're going to Matt Bragan. I apologize for grabbing hold, but he'll go a little bit with us in the next hour. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com, best-selling author. Find his information there. But this is just really, really frustrating. There it is, $22.95. I mean, we have to be competitive. Oh, it's discounted. It's $19.95. We've never sold it above, he looks at the computer, above $24. $19.95. It says we sell them for $50. That's what I mean. Don't you think the idiots at BuzzFeed who were here for months following me around would actually go look at the website? But see, they don't care. They're preying on their audience in their little bubble. Matt Bracken, we got a lot of serious news. This explosion in Madrid, killing a bunch of people. They say it might be a chemical plant. We got TSA warns against truck ramming attacks by terrorists. We've got so much big news happening with Le Pen and the jihadis threatening to burn down France in a tattoo offensive that you've been predicting. Tell us what's front and center on your radar so we can cover it when we come back.
Sure. I've thought of a new kind of analogy for where we are right now. Last year I was talking about like tsunami wave warnings. And right now I think what we're seeing is a huge social tectonic plate about to rupture. Because, you know, from the 50s with Joe McCarthy being demonized through Walter Cronkite, who was a globalist, but pretending to be, you know, the most trusted man in America, all the way until, I guess, Dan Rather and Memogate was when the new media was able to push back. Now they can't control the narrative. So now there are forces in two directions. They can't just turn this country into like Mao's China, even though our college students are that brainwashed. They are as brainwashed as the Cultural Revolution, you know, Mao's Little Red Book. If they could, they would put us in re-education camps. But we're too strong, and we have our own new media now. So what we're seeing now are two tectonic plates. And things like Berkeley, you know, riots are little precursor shocks. We're about to have the big rupture, the big slip-fault rupture.
So the societal upheaval is upon us. I agree. And in slow motion, we're already here. A year is like a millisecond in history. I think the plates are already shifting. The Islamists can't help it. They can feel the consciousness of their jihad, and they are already exploding. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
We're now 25 hours and 24 minutes of this global 30-plus hour broadcast. We decided to go all the way to 8 o'clock tonight. The next few hours, of course, are on all of our great affiliates across the country. Please support them. Please become sponsors. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, everybody you know about the stations, because we're in an information war. We're starting to win, but the enemy's launching its counteroffensive right now. And so I just cannot encourage you all enough to pray for this country, to pray for your own family, to pray for this broadcast, to pray for the world. We'll get into North Korea, Syria, and a lot more with Matt Bracken, best-selling author, counterterrorism expert, former Navy SEAL. I was highly recommended by a lot of great patriots. I consider him a friend of mine now, though I've never met him in person. You can read all of his novels that get into a lot of stuff he couldn't put in a nonfiction. This is your short segment, long segment coming up. So, Matt, get back into the parallel or the allegory or the example of the tectonic plates of societal systems and incompatible cultural systems and religious systems colliding. Matt Bracken.
Yeah, they're not. I wouldn't say that they're actually colliding. We're like living in parallel worlds. We're living alongside each other, but each in our own bubbles. We're not going to change the BuzzFeed crowd, and they're not going to change us. Now, we're better armed, and we know tactics. But they control a little bit more. They can still control much more of the media, so they have more ability to control the national narrative. But neither one of us is going to win. So it's not about – I don't see us as winning the culture war. What we are going to do, though, is build up so much pressure with our two divergent and opposite visions of what America should be that there's going to be like a big slip-fault earthquake when these tectonic plates release all this pressure. It's going to be in the form of a brutal civil war similar to, say, Argentina in the 70s, Northern Ireland, Spain in the 30s, that type of a civil war where there's not really a front line as much as a war right within the society. You know, drive-by shootings, bombings, snipings.
By the way, that's what I got at when I said more and more we're coming out of our bubbles, running into each other. And it's the left and the globalists calling for violence all over the world. Is there a way for us to basically get our revenge by living well and basically surviving and not being part of this? Is there any way to avert this?
No, there's no way to avert it because as the left, the Antifa side, gets more desperate, something very important that's going on is this unmasking of Antifa. The Reddit and 4chan, weaponized autism guys are absolutely fantastic at collating all of these videos from different protests and putting names and criminal records onto these masked, anarcho-communists. But as they become unmasked, they're going to get more paranoid. We've talked about this before. It's going to be like the 60s with the SDS going underground as the weather underground. These guys that are getting unmasked are going to say, I'm not going to any more demonstrations. I'm going to take it to the next level. Something happened in Texas last week, I think, that's been vastly underreported because it's super important because this is not, as far as we can tell, a Muslim-inspired stabbing attack, but a left BLM brainwashed person.
Sure, and this happened in and around the communists. And let me just add, our reporters were there, even got footage of him. The media covered this up, but the Antifa, we were interviewing these people. They were literally, and I'm not being mean about autism, but they literally were like half lobotomized, seriously mentally retarded, it seemed, could hardly talk, and were like zombies out of a movie. When that was the leaders. Most of them couldn't talk. So when we say weaponized autism, that's what the globalists have done.
Well, I have a short story I wrote a couple years ago called Professor Raoul X. That's, if you just Google it or on my website, on my essays and links page. But these people that are the most emotionally fragile, disturbed individuals are the ones that will be the first to take up, the message. Especially in the university level, once you associate hate speech with violence, it becomes in their minds completely legitimate to use actual physical violence against people's ideas. So, for example, stabbing white frat boys becomes a legitimate act of self-defense to people who have been brainwashed.
That's right. It's a leftist jihad, and then the media points out, these are mental patients doing it. Yes, they're the ones that are susceptible and being drug in.
Exactly, and we're going to see more of that. Now, there was a story that somebody kicked to me this morning in Ryko, Virginia. A transformer was shot and then shot the next day so that the oil leaked out. And it seems to me like this was a test or a probe. How long does it take to replace the transformer? How many lights go out when we shoot one transformer? There was also a stadium, New England, a baseball game.
Let's flesh this out on the other side. You're absolutely on target. Meanwhile, every major channel, TV show says kill Trump, kill conservatives, kill patriots. They're not human. You can see this really being hyped up. So what do we do if they start a shooting war? We'll talk about it with Matt Bracken straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the resistance. We stand against globalism and worldwide unelected corporate tyranny. We stand for free market capitalism. We stand for religious freedom. We stand for sovereignty. We stand for the family. We stand for the individual right to self-defense. We stand in defense of the Renaissance in the West as it is under massive globalist sustained siege. We are the InfoWar. And we are now 25 hours, 33 minutes of the global transmission. We're going to go ahead and go 30-plus hours until 8 o'clock central tonight. Infowars.com is the website that they hate, that they're attacking. We're getting ready to launch some new websites as well that are more modern designs. We have the classic Infowars for you as well. It is an act of resistance against these people when you spread the link Infowars.com or enemiesforeignanddomestic.com and all of our great guests. I'm going to open the phones up in about 10 minutes on any topic you want to raise. But mainstream media is calling for revolution now. Corporate globalist media is calling for their Antifa to get violent. 2 years ago, Newsweek said the case for rioting and said attack white people, burn things down. It's always weird George Soros-funded white people pushing this. This is their deindustrialization program. This is their plan to destabilize the country. This is their plan to have cultural Marxism. And you see the same thing with the Muslims in Europe. It's a larger program. We'll talk to Matt Bracken about it in a moment. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this Thursday, the 4th day of May, 2017. But on May Day, We saw stabbings. We saw shootings. We saw burnings. We saw bombings. We saw Muslims attacking. They all work together. That's one of the few things that I just couldn't believe, that the so-called left, as bad as they were, would be allied with Islam when I was learning about it 20 years ago, 16 years ago. In the last 6-7 years, people go, oh, you're an Islamophobe now. I never supported radical Islam or Orthodox Islam, the things it did. I just didn't want to go blow their countries up and stir them up. And, you know, take out non-radical Muslims and put the bad ones in, which is what the globalists have done. It's part of a larger plan. They've opened Europe on purpose. So, yeah, I got Muslims on the mind now, folks, because the ones that do want to be free, they're heretics. And a lot of them are like that. But the ones running the show, go watch the movie The Promise. Very accurate about the Armenian genocide. What happened to Muslims didn't want to play ball. Now, we're killing all the Christians. We're running specials throughout the day. We're running some of the biggest specials in our history right now. And that's how you donate during a fundraiser. We lost basically all the extra money we had for the year that we had budgeted to fund things and fund some expansion. Because if you're not growing, you're dying against the globalists. And I'm throwing everything I got onto this, the savings, the backup, everything, to get more talk shows launched, more reporters, more investigative journalists, you name it. And look, we're changing the world. The globalists are scared. CNN came out and said, we're growing. You know, we're reaching, in some days, more people than they are. And we're not lying. We're telling the truth, which shifts paradigms. So support InfoWars and get life-changing products with our new Defense of Free Speech mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The establishment is launching a full-scale attack on InfoWars and free speech around the across the board. But thanks to your support, that will never actually be successful. And again, big fish eat little fish. We're growing in the face of this. Help us take the fight against the globalists to the next level and get super high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com for the lowest prices. 30% off on BrainForce Plus, 20% off Secret 12, 20% off Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, 25% off on Biome Defense. That's the great probiotic, Winter Sun. And it goes on and on and on. DNA Force is back in, about to sell out. So is the Bone Broth formula. Caveman formula with chaga mushroom and so many other great things like bee pollen and turmeric. I mean, it's incredible. And your purchase funds the entire operation. Look at this review from Greg, an undisclosed location from Power Reviews. BrainForce Plus gave me mental stamina to win my case. Facing the fight of my life, keep the big banks from stealing my home. I took them to the federal court, only I didn't have a lawyer. Already, my brain fog had lifted. Thanks, Survival Shield X2. But it was BrainForce that gave me the mental stamina to represent myself and save my home. Thanks, BrainForce Plus. That's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Commit today. Sign up for AutoShip on products that you already use and already like, many of you. Get 10% off. And then we know that we've got that money budgeted each month coming in from the thousands of folks that are signed up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got the great crew here until 6 o'clock every day answering the phones, taking your orders. After that, it rolls over to an answering service we've had for 20 years here in Austin, and they do a great job as well. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of people don't want to read fantasy-based stuff. A lot of people want to only read fiction because reality is too hardcore for them. But just like when James Wesley Rawls has woken up millions of people with his best-selling novels, it's the same thing with our guest, Matt Bracken, who I know. I've read two of his books. I've told my crew I want to carry all his books at InfoWarsStore.com, so let's get that done. But go to EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. He has his new novel out, and we'll talk about that before he leaves us at 20 after next hour. But I do want to go to calls in about 10 minutes. I'm going to try to give you the floor now, as we've had some short segments here, to flesh out this revolution they're trying to engineer, who the globalists are, how you think we can win this thing, and what happens if a shooting war starts, and what some of the scenarios are. Former Navy SEAL counterterrorism expert Matt Bracken from EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Kind of recap for new audiences, please, and then let's get into the information you haven't covered yet.
First, my new book is not out yet. It will be in maybe 2 months. It's in editing phase right now. But the cover is done. A cover art is done. I think that what we're going to see as the Antifas are getting pushed back and unmasked, which is going to make them very desperate, I think we're going to see a false flag shooting. And, you know, people say, well, why would you talk about something as horrible as this? You know, will it become a self-fulfilling prophecy? And the reason that I do, and it's in my first novel, it begins with somebody shooting into a stadium, you know, to precipitate a panic stampede, a mass casualty terrorism act. By talking about these things in advance, I hope to sort of either take them off the table as tactics because the surprise element will be lost. And if they do happen, we'll be more prepared to.
Sure, sure. But we have new people, thousands tuning in literally every minute. Recap briefly the tectonic system going on, the globalist launch revolution that you believe is inevitable, and how you think that could unfold.
Yeah, the globalists are not going to surrender. After Brexit and Trump, and we don't know what's going to happen in the French election next, but I think that they're moving to the burn down the house phase, which is when they absolutely have run the end of the rope out. You know, the banks are going to collapse eventually. They don't want to be held responsible. It's better to just precipitate a huge revolutionary era, you know, globally, a collapse, because they figure that, you know, they've got the wealth, the mansions, the castles, fortresses, stored food, gold, to ride out anything. And even if, you know, half the world's population was gone, they figure they'll be on top at the end and they'll just come back and reclaim their ownership.
And by the way, we've been talking about that for a decade from our inside sources. Last 3 years, every major publication, the New Yorker Magazine, New York Times, Associated Press, admit the billionaires are fleeing to Kauai. They're fleeing to other Hawaiian islands. They're fleeing to Tasmania. They're fleeing to even more rural areas and faraway areas. And building armored fortresses and even getting private security firms. Don't they know those very private security firms almost universally hate their guts? And if everything really goes belly up, they're dead. I'm sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Although at the top, they're surrounded by yes men. So I think that they live in very insulated bubbles. And imagine being a Leonardo DiCaprio. Everybody around you is kissing your butt 24 hours a day. So, you know, you're never going to get a, it is sickening. But these tectonic forces, we now can push back. We have a new media. You know, InfoWars is a big chunk of it. That's why BuzzFeed goes after you. I mean, I consider it not a great thing, but like when the Southern Poverty Law Center goes after me or you, that's great. You're known by your enemies. If they thought you were nothing, they wouldn't pay any attention to you. They figure that you're becoming important, so that's why they try
to. Well, sure. Why do you think, and we'll get back in the scenario, they had Colbert, every other big night show, all the other TV channels, it's still ongoing every day, attacking, lying, spewing against me. I don't think I'm that important. I think we're a test case on how to destroy somebody.
I think that you are that important because you're the emerging new media. You know, we're already talking about Fox possibly breaking up for now Hannity staying aboard. But I mean, there could very well be a breakup of Fox and a new conservative television network started. So, yeah, there are big things happening in media. InfoWars is part of it. But, you know, we're not going to win this information war. It's impossible to win because each side is getting their information through their own filter.
They've got too many zombies.
Yeah, so we basically have these two forces, and it actually is worse than two tectonic plates, because in many of our cities and in many of our regions, we have three or more cultural and demographic
fault
lines. All right. So there's going to be a big rupture of these fault lines. The big energy release is when all the buildings and bridges fall down, and socially it'll be catastrophic. I think we're going to see more of these small attacks, like the knife attack in Texas, but I think we're going to see transformer attacks going after the grid. It looks like a probe was done in Henrico, Virginia, with somebody shooting a rifle at a big transformer two nights in a row. So, which has the hallmarks to me of a test. A stray bullet supposedly landed in a stadium. That might engraze the woman. That might have been a trajectory test.
And by the way, that's a great way to demonize guns, especially high caliber, right, if people start going after infrastructure with it.
And right, not only infrastructure, but other soft targets. And when a false flag like this is done, it's typically done against an ally group of either Islamists or leftists. These are both totalitarian ideologies that absolutely 100% believe the ends justify the means. Meaning, if we have to kill all the Christians, that's okay. Or if we have to set up gulags or death, you know, slave labor camps, that's okay. So if it's very, it's a very effective tactic to use a false flag and have an act of terror blamed on your enemy, I would expect it'll be an ally group of Antifa that's shot. Say, for example, a woman's march. It won't be Antifa shooting Antifa, but it'll be an Antifa shooting an assault rifle, so-called, at, say, a woman's march or a global warming march.
And by the way, that all came out in the WikiLeaks that all over the country they funded women to go to start fights to be beaten up. And when that didn't work, they started hiring men to separately go do the beating up on camera, creating false flags. They were caught in false flags.
Yes, false flags work. Wars have been started over false flags. The Germans did it with,
Operation Himmler.
Right. So there are, and many wars started by dictators start with a false flag. Now it's even more efficacious if you have a compliant stooge media that's not going to dig into the facts behind a false flag, but are just going to trumpet and parrot it 100%. So I think that the most likely scenario is not a bomb. Bomb making requires some skill, and the people that do it are likely to leave forensic fingerprints on their computer and so forth. But to shoot into a crowd and then leave right-wing literature at the scene, like I have in my first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic.
It's perfect.
It's perfect because the national stooge media.
They'll jump right on it, and then you'll be a conspiracy theorist if you question the official narrative.
Right, which is that right-wing gun nuts shot at peace-loving, global warming marchers. And, the Antifa types and the Islamists both absolutely think that that is moral and valid and legitimate.
And let's expand on that now. British ambassador to Syria and others said, look, we've caught the rebels launching chemical attacks on Assad at least twice, four other times we're pretty sure. Now that Trump hit this thing within 2 days or whatever, we get they hadn't gotten rid of their chemicals. We get it made Trump look strong at China. And I get all the Machiavellian stuff. I don't like it. I get it. But. I mean, the ambassador said now the jihadis will just stage more of these and other false flags to draw us into other things. So what do you think in general about what happened in Syria?
Well, false flags work. I mean, it's the old, who benefits? Forget the Latin for that.
T-bono.
But yeah, so who benefits? 2 days after our UN ambassador is saying, it looks like Assad will be, stay in power, lo and behold, a supposed sarin bomb explodes. I think that they had some kind of chemical weapon, the rebels, and just waited for a Russian airstrike to explode the bomb in the middle. This group called the White Helmets, they are ISIS propaganda camera teams. They were the ones right on the spot.
They're the admitted propaganda corps of ISIS, absolutely.
And what a coincidence of all the Russian airstrikes in Syria. They just happened to be there with the cameras ready to roll, ready to go to the casualties. So the
civilians. Well, they've been caught working with them.
Absolutely, but if you have a compliant stooge media, the 50% of the country that gets their information from the mainstream media will never know these facts. So what we have,
and then they're going to try to come arrest the Patriot leadership, and at that point, nobody's wanting to start an offensive war. But at a certain point. I guess the police and military, we've woken up to a certain extent. And you look at the Fishers, I think, and I'm not calling for this, I'm just saying if patriots, people that are properly, trained and vetted, know what they're doing separately without any orders from headquarters, go after the command and control of the globalists, we could win this quite easily. The problem is they're all going to be offshore directing it through adjuncts and their minions. So that's why in an information war, we've got to start publicly identifying, just for informational purposes, of course, for law enforcement and for trials later, exactly who the adjuncts and aide-de-camps are to the globalists who will stay in the operational zone of the continental U.S. when they're trying a deconstruction operation.
And follow the money. And I hope, I don't know this. It's just my own hunch because I have known FBI special agents in the past. They seem to never make it to the high ranks. The FBI pyramid is pretty crazy,
I was about to say, it's really bad at the top, but mid-level and stuff, they're some of the most awake people.
They're super guys, and they're patriots, and they're very disturbed by what's going on. But the information that they're collecting might at a later time be put on files that are distributed. But if you follow the money from, you know, George Soros and groups like him, yeah, it's the same in Europe with these groups that are bringing the refugees in from Libya. I mean, they wait a mile offshore on ships, and they have these, you know, 100-man Zodiacs, which they don't sell anywhere. These are
This is all industrialized, funded by Soros and funded by the big foundations. We're on a break. I want to come back and play a few clips and go to calls. But we have migrants are being sold at open slave markets in Libya after Hillary liberated it, as Assange is calling her the butcher of Libya. Your new book, I guess, is dealing with sex slavery and how this is ongoing. Right. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's you have to wonder, are they so naive that they think we're going to replace a Gaddafi or an Assad, you know, or a Morsi in Egypt, and we're going to have Jeffersonian democracy or, you know, break out? It's so naive. It's so, you always have to ask, what if, so if Assad's gone, will it be better to have five different Osama bin Laden in Syria? It'll be 10 times worse.
By the way, if you're a radio listener, you're not watching us on TV. When I say something, the crew searches it. Soros is behind the fleet he just mentioned, shipping in millions of migrants into Italy and other countries like Greece and Macedonia. We'll be back with Matt Bracken and Key Intel straight ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
So much going on, so much going on. A lot of bad stuff happening in the world. And about 90% of the time, you're looking in front of the Arab Spring, George Soros, NATO. Look at who's funding radical Islam, same group. You look at who's funding all those big 100-foot Zodiac boats he was talking about, those big rubber boats.
I mean, it's all done military style. Then they'll even take a dead kid and pose for photos on the side. Now, these are some sick people, folks. And you got Chobani Yogurt guy who promotes bringing in refugees suing us. He's on the New York Federal Reserve Board and says Chobani's not bringing in refugees connected to sex crime. Well, technically not Chobani. We've corrected that. No, it's he's the one promoting it. He says, well, the UN says it's okay and all these other groups. It's just crazy. But I'm going to go to your calls at like 6, 7 after next hour. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam to John and Levi and Jesse and Chris and Eileen. You're going to have Matt Bracken with us a little bit more in the next hour. I think you can do that. But I just want you to understand that when you go look at the zombie-like communists, that's what they are. They call it anti-fascist because communism is unpopular. But they're the Red Guard. They're the Mount Brigade. And they are like zombies. I understand that the autism, anti-globalist autism brigades on Reddit are people that are calling themselves autistic, not in a mean way, saying they have like Asperger's and they're obsessed with being on the computer 20 hours a day. When I talk about autism brigades, I guess I'm coining the term, not in a mean way, but saying it's like they're getting autistic youth. They all pretty much fit the same deal. And then brainwashing them into all this hate, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, they all have the same M.O. Extremely shriveled, sunken, unable to speak. They look like zombies. They look like people you hear about, you know, from real cult events that have come out of cults. And that's what this is, folks. How would you support North Korea or Maoist China or Venezuela while you have a smartphone and expensive tennis shoes? So here's a few of those clips from a few days ago with the Antifa May Day stabbings and the rest of it. Here it is.
There. They're going to take inside somewhere. They're really getting promoted. They're being heckled mercilessly.
Let's go to the next clip. We've got a mindlessly unable to speak. That's the clip I want to play, but we'll just go through them all. Here's the next clip. This is Austin on Monday.
That's pretty good. What else you got to say?
F*** InfoWars.
Yeah, cool. Anything else?
F*** you too, you fascist.
Oh, yeah.
F*** you fascist. F*** you fascist.
Oh, wow.
F*** you fascist.
This is the intelligent kid from these people. This is funny.
F*** you fascist. Uh-huh. You fascist.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
They're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
Now, we've got a bunch more. I'm going to go to break, come back, play those for Matt, talk about it, then I promise go to your phone calls and get your take on all this. But we have other footage. There was one we played on Monday, or it was Tuesday the day after, where he was trying to talk to them, and they looked like zombies, and they were like, but it's racist, and you've got to be against it, and we've got to do it. That's the clip I wanted to play. But we also have this clip that was on YouTube of a lady seeing a guy with a billboard on his bicycle, mobile advertising, promoting InfoWars, and a teacher comes over. She says he's a teacher and says, I need to be killed for my views. So it's not just sad little communists. I've talked to a lot of them. They never really had a mother. They were never breastfeed. They were left in their cribs. They're really lonely little stunted people. You know your brain's about a third less large CC size if you weren't breastfed. It's just a fact. And if you're not held and loved as a child, that's, I'm just telling you, there's a causal connection. These people are really pathetic little zombies. We'll be right back with the third hour with Matt Bracken. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got cable.